File 3, Listening 2. Speaker 1.
One movie I remember that had a very powerful effect on me when I was a child, I must have been about 12, I suppose, and we went with the school to see Lawrence of Arabia with Peter O'Toole. And it was a very long movie, and I'm not sure if there was even an intermission. It was well over 3 hours anyway. And I remember coming out of the movie theater and just not knowing where I was, feeling totally shell-shocked, as if I was still sort of in Arabia. But there's one particular scene I remember. I remember Peter O'Toole, sort of, shocking blue eyes in close-up, but there was a distant shot of him. Well, it just appeared as a dot on the horizon on these huge great sand dunes, under a sort of burning blue sky. And this dot came nearer and nearer and nearer, and you realized that it was a camel with Lawrence of Arabia on it, of course. But that was a very powerful scene.
Speaker 2.
I think one of my favorite movies and a movie I saw again recently is Tess of the D'Urbervilles. It's about a young country girl who gets mixed up with a well-to-do family in the belief that she's related to them, and her family pressures her to get in with them and try and improve her social standing. And it's actually filmed in France. It's directed by Roman Polanski, and it's filmed in Brittany and other parts of France. But it's so like where I grew up, it's absolutely amazing you really wouldn't know. The actress who plays Tess is Natasha Kinski, who's absolutely fantastic, and it's one of my favorite books. And it's rare for me to see a film of a book in which the casting is right, but she's absolutely wonderful in it.
Speaker 3.
One of my favorite films of all time, one which I watched many times as a child, was Ben-Hur. Very, very long film, but I loved every single minute of it. It's basically about a very rich Jewish family, the son of which, Judah Ben-Hur, and his childhood friend, who becomes a Roman governor, and they had a wonderful friendship together, fall out in a very big way, and the Roman governor takes his revenge on his old friend and his family by putting his two sisters in prison and sending Judah off to the galleys. And there's this fantastic scene where he is rowing in the galleys, and he saves a Roman general, and this wonderful scene where ships are barging each other, and he saves a Roman general who then becomes his adoptive father, and it all works out very nicely in the end. But it's a great film.
Speaker 4. Yeah, I saw the film Titanic recently, or as much of it as I could bear to watch, but I didn't get the full movie theater experience. I saw it on the small screen, which probably didn't do it justice. And though I thought obviously that some of the scenes were brilliantly shot, like the actual sinking of the ship, that was very impressive, I thought I couldn't believe the story, basically. I couldn't believe the love story. And basically, obviously, it's set on the Titanic, which sank in 1911, 1912, in the middle of the Atlantic, when it hit an iceberg, largely, apparently, due to the stupidity of the captain and the fact that they didn't have enough lifeboats on board. But I can remember a particular scene which I found particularly hard to believe, which was the girl and the boy on the very bow of the ship, sort of facing into the night with her hair blowing in the wind. And I thought, there's no way they'd have been allowed to go right up to the edge of the ship there. No way. And I found quite a lot of things just that I couldn't quite believe in the story, I guess. Speaker 5.
Oh, there's a movie called Mrs. Brown that was a British movie that was made a few years ago, starring Judi Dench and Billy Connolly. And it was set... It's all about Queen Victoria after King Albert has died. So it's set in Victorian Britain. And Queen Victoria is in a terrible state of mourning because she was so in love with Albert. And one of her close servants is called John Brown. And he's Scottish. And he's played by Billy Connolly. And they developed this real closeness. It was rumored that maybe they were actually having an affair. But whatever, it was a real closeness. And it's a very, very touching story. And one of the most memorable scenes is after, as the film goes on, after they've sort of had a falling out, John Brown is very sick. And she goes back to see him and to comfort him. And it's just a very, very touching scene.